Welcome to the Laura Mayer Podcast. This is a podcast all about learning how to walk in the mental, emotional, and relational freedom that Jesus provided for you. Today's episode is a little different. If you're listening the day it comes out, Merry Christmas! I pray that your heart is filled with hope and joy, and that you celebrate the birth of our Savior, whatever that may look like for you. But if you're listening on another day, well, still, Merry Christmas! Christmas, or our celebrating of Christ's birth, is something to be celebrated all year long. Today I wanted to share a tradition with you that is dear to my heart. Each year, my grandfather, who was a pastor and one of the, if not the, most influential people in my life, would read the story of Jesus' birth from the book of Luke. Just before we fixed our plates for Christmas dinner, he would sit in the white rocking chair in front of the fireplace in my parents' home, and we would gather around to hear him read. This wasn't a tradition that we did my entire childhood, although, goodness, I wish that it was, but rather one that kind of came along in my teenage years. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the memories of hearing his voice tell the story of our Savior's birth in his preaching voice with that Tennessee drawl that I remember so well. My grandfather has since moved to heaven, but Christmas here wouldn't feel the same for me without reading from Luke. So today, please allow me to relive this meaningful family tradition with you, my listeners, and receive it as my gift to you. As you listen, I encourage you to pause and take the time to soak up the magnitude of the words that I speak. This is the story of the birth of not only the Savior, but your Savior. The one who came to bring your peace, your wholeness, your rescue, your joy, and your freedom. He was and is your gift and mine. For John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave. And he is our greatest gift. I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Version of the Bible, and I'll be reading from Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 56, and Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Now in the sixth month after that, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth, to a girl never having been married, and a virgin engaged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, endued with grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed, favored of God are you before all other women." And when she saw him, she was greatly troubled and disturbed and confused at what he had said, and kept revolving in her mind what such greeting might mean. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace, free, spontaneous, absolute favor and loving kindness with God. And listen, you will become pregnant and will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, eminent, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his forefather David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob throughout the ages, and of his reign there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no intimacy with any man as a husband?" And then the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you like a shining cloud. And so the holy, pure, sinless thing, offering, which shall be born of you, will be called the Son of God. And listen, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is now the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment." And then Mary said, "Behold, I am a handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to what you have said." And the angel left her. And at that time Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town of Judah. And when she went to the house of Zechariah, and entering it, saluted Elizabeth. And it occurred that when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud cry and then exclaimed, "Blessed, favored of God above other women are you, and blessed, favored of God is the fruit of your womb. And how have I deserved that this honor should be granted to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? For behold, the instant the sound of your salutation reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed, happy, to be envied, is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of the things that were spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies and extols the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he who has looked upon the low station and humiliation of his handmaiden. For behold, from now on, all generations of all ages will call me blessed and declare me happy and to be envied. For he who is almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, to be venerated in his purity, majesty, and glory. In his mercy, his compassion and kindness toward the miserable and afflicted is on those who fear him with godly reverence from generation to generation and age to age. And he has shown strength and made might with his arm. He has scattered the proud and haughty in and by the imagination and purpose and designs of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. He has filled and satisfied the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty-handed without a gift. He has laid hold on his servant Israel to help him to espouse his cause in remembrance of his mercy, even as he promised to our forefathers, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned to her own home. Chapter 2, verse 1. And in those days it occurred that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole Roman Empire should be registered. This was the first enrollment, and it was made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all the people were going to be registered, each to his own city or town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the town of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused married wife, who was about to become a mother. And while they were there, the time came for her delivery. And she gave birth to her son, her firstborn, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room or place for them in the inn. And in that vicinity, there were shepherds living out under the open sky in the field, watching in shifts over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone all about them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall come to all people. For to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you, by which you will recognize him. You will find, after searching, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Then suddenly there appeared with the angel an army of the troops of heaven, a heavenly knighthood, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased, men of good will of his favor." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing, saying, that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and by searching found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known what had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it were astounded and marveled at what the shepherds told them. But Mary was keeping within herself all these things, these sayings, weighing and pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. And today we do the same, praising and worshiping God for all that has been told to us, the glorious birth of our Savior. Thank you for joining me today on the Laura Mayer Podcast for this special Christmas edition. My hope, my heart, and my prayer for you today is that you have a very merry Christmas, celebrating the one who that because you are His, you are free.